anything else that you see in terms of potential and growth, either in terms of the directions that Haystack's pursuing, or the field in general is going, the kind of digital humanities field, if you know, to be very general about it, or any limits?
Well, maybe with the potentials first. I mean, I think Haystack has done a wonderful job, and it's been an amazing opportunity for me to sit on the committee and to sort of just see how Haystack works. I think it is also a cusp time for those of us involved in art science projects that are inherently interdisciplinary, like, you know, visualization, to realize that, you know, social science and humanities and fine arts and design work and, you know, are equally important.
How do you go about that?
People are already going about it. And I think so on a really basic level, Haystack can be, you know, as a clearinghouse to show that how innovative projects are being formed, how it's really important to have the humanities represented. I think it's also, you know, on a quite a different level, I think Haystack is also has a role as protecting young academics and encouraging risk-taking. I think that, you know, and Haystack joins many organizations, including like the MLA, including organizations that sometimes we think of as very conservative that just aren't anymore, that are really trying to help people through tenure and promotion. You know, in small ways, I think that I feel that Haystack helps me, and I help my students in turn to be more risk-taking in their graduate work. I feel that the existence of places like Haystack make me way more optimistic that people will be able to do what they want to do and find their place in the academy if they're doing work in the digital area or research creation. I don't worry so much about people's tenure files. And that can also be about the luxury of my location, but I think also an organization like this is important as a clearinghouse. In what spaces is this easy? What has worked? How are people being protected? What's going on? So I think that's a very good thing. And also just on a more positive thing, I think, you know, you have an organization of, you know, tens of thousands of people all doing interesting work, and that there are models out there that go beyond your particular location. It might be, you know, not actually encouraging your particular work, but you know that the world is wide, and we always do, but, you know, I think, you know, I find it incredibly valuable for people to sort of like reveal how they got their grants, what they're doing. I mean, these scholars forums where, you know, where Haystack scholars are talking about, you know, can begin conversations on any subject and have people from all different universities come and share both, you know, theoretical and creative, but also really practical nuts and bolts knowledge, like how was your lab built? You know, how did you fund this? Are there different kinds of opportunities? And I think an umbrella organization like Haystack can jumpstart everybody.
Any limits that you see?
And I guess this comes back to community being hard to build and hard to sustain, and that to be meaningful, there's work involved. And, you know, I think the limits of that are always, you know, what is the relationship of the people who are, I guess this is kind of also, you know, a feminist moment. Who's responsible for maintaining these relationships? Who does this? So I guess that would be the challenge, that that as Haystack grows, that that everybody needs to step up. You know, I think you can already see some, you know, that hard work does pay off. I mean, you know, you can't imagine that Fiona is going to be able to mentor Haystack scholars, like, forever, even when there were 10,000 of them. She's so brilliant and has done such a good job. I mean, I think that something like that, where you realize, like, everybody who's been mentored by Fiona through the Haystack Scholars Program will carry, I think, a piece of something quite amazing with them. I think she's very special, and I think there are people who are the recipients of a lot of gifts, and hopefully they are re-gifted.
Yeah.
And I suppose that would be in me too. I think you know, in some ways, as the recipient of lots of help and lots of support, that I hope that I can go forward and give that back.
Great.